Police Recovery meeting to order at this point. The first thing we'll do is to have a public hearing on House Bill 3586. Mr. Taggart, Frank Taggart from LeGrand is here. Please come up. Thank you. If you'd like to go ahead and testify at this point, that'd be super.
Your house.
Okay.
Champagne?
Hello, my name's Frank Taggart. I live in LeGrand. I'm here to ask the commission about revising a bill for veterans, disabled veterans. And the bill is 3586. Under the current laws, persons that are on disability from, like I'm 100% disabled from Vietnam War. On the current statutes, Fish and Wildlife does not honor the Veterans Regional Office Department. What I'm trying to do is get a form letter from the VA in Portland to be acceptable to Fish and Wildlife for disabled veterans.
Okay. And if I understand correctly, then what you're proposing is that at the basis of 65% or more disabling injuries, there would not be a fee for that license?
Yes. There is no fee right now. It's the process of going through, in lack of better terms, bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm. Right. This would make it much simpler then.
Instead of going to a civilian doctor, like people from Eastern Oregon, veterans can go to a veterans hospital and get a doctor out of state. And this is one of the objectives from Fish and Wildlife. I would like to get that changed where they accept the, you know, the veterans doctors in Malawa Hospital and regional office form letters stating like percentages that they can accept that. And there's one other thing. The residency requirement on hunting license, almost anything in the state is 6 months. As far as veterans, it's a year to qualify for this program.
Madam Chair.
Yes, thank you, Representative.
That last point doesn't seem to be addressed, however, in the bill.
No, that's, I was just looking myself to see that. But, sir, then you would like to have the bill further amended to include
in
that?
In future day, we're going to present that.
Okay. Are there questions?
I suppose I'm a little confused about what's happening now. Is it that... I guess the question I have, it might be better of the is the department here?
Yes.
Oh, there. Okay. Might be better for that.
Can we call the department at this time? Kay Brown, could you come and join Mr. Taggart? Perhaps you'd like to go ahead and testify, and then both of you would be available for questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, the department is not taking a position on this bill, but we do have a couple of comments. The bill allows certain disabled veterans to obtain hunting and fishing licenses for free. The current law allows for veterans who have lived in Oregon for at least a year and who are at least 25% disabled to get a free license. Last year we issued about 800 of those licenses. They are a permanent license, however, so we can't tell you exactly how many people have those licenses, they're holding those licenses in the state. House Bill 3586 would allow any disabled veteran who is at least 65% disabled with no residency requirement to obtain a free license. We expect there would be a small impact on license revenues from these additional free licenses, but the data are not available to calculate the actual amount. there would not be any significant increased workload for the department licensing staff if we understand the bill. I'm happy to answer any questions.
I guess I do.
Please.
Is it your intent, Mr. Taggart, to allow a Washington resident to come to Oregon?
Not at all.
Is it your understanding, however, from the department that a Washington resident could come to Oregon and get a license and for free?
Mr. Chair, Representative Leonard, as we understand the bill, it would allow anyone, regardless of residency, to obtain a free license.
We want to maintain at least a 6-month residency, just like it is on anything else, and they go through the proper regional office, get the papers to present it, and just push on the website.
And I could ask the department then, is that accurate, that it's a 6-month residency requirement for everybody but disabled veterans?
Mr. Chair, Representative Leonard, that is correct. Relative to hunting and fishing licenses, I believe on commercial fishing licenses it is a year residency requirement.
But this is just, this isn't commercial licenses?
No.
This is just... Just speaking for myself, I'd be more comfortable with it if it was clear that it was only for Oregon residents.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I really have some confusion because the section above, the section B that is being added is absolutely word for word, except that it's 65% in the new section and 25% in the old section, and the only difference is Section A does speak to the residency requirement and Section B doesn't. So I'm not sure. It almost seems to me that adding this, you've already got with the same certificate of record, you currently have to show 25% disability in the new section, shows 65% disability, so we're setting two standards in law here, and I think, wouldn't that add to some confusion? And maybe I'm misunderstanding something here, but I mean, lines 22, 23, and 24 are virtually identical to 25, 26, and 27, except for the percentage.
Almost like we're increasing it. It looks like it's making it harder.
Does anybody have an opinion?
Mr. Chair, Representative Cruz, we're just responding to the bill as we see it written. We understood that it would eliminate the residency requirement for those people that were 65% or more disabled.
I think the point is, in the new A, it only requires a person to be 25% disabled and a resident for 1 year. In the new B, they have to be 65% disabled and a non-resident. So it's almost like you're making it harder for disabled.
No, sir. It's just for obtaining the tags, the controlled tags. This is the proposal here, the language.
Chair, I'd like to call Dwayne to the... Perhaps get some additional information on this.
Can
you help enlighten us a little bit here?
Sure. Good afternoon, Chair Jensen and members of the committee. I'm Dwayne Bales with the Speaker's Office, and the Speaker's Office did introduce this bill on behalf of Steve Donnell and Mr. Taggart. I had a conversation this morning with Legislative Council who drafted this bill, and if you look on line 20, Part F, this is the resident disabled war veteran hunting license to hunt wildlife for persons who are, what this does is, I mean, this is resident disabled war veterans. And I asked Legislative Council this morning, would this just be for people who are Oregon residents? And they said this just applies to resident disabled war veterans for this hunting license. So yes, so you have, my understanding is they do have to be an Oregon resident. And current law says that they have to be 25% disabled, and then they have the one-year requirement for the 1 year before they can get that license. But the Section B would simply say if you're 65% disabled or more, and that's information you have from the Veterans Administration, that then you automatically would become, you would automatically be able to get that license. You wouldn't have to wait for the 1 year. So my understanding from my discussions this morning with Legislative Council is that this simply would say, if you're 65% disabled or more, then you could get that. You wouldn't have to wait for the 1 year. My
excuse me, Dwayne, if you're 25% to 65%, then you would have to wait the year for residency.
Yes, that's my understanding. You have to wait for the 1 year.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Leonard.
But Mr. Taggart, you're a resident of Oregon?
Yes, sir.
And you asked for this bill to be introduced?
Yes, sir.
It seemed to me you're trying to address something that is applying to yourself, not non-residents.
No, sir. I've already got the hunting license and everything. It's the problems that I had obtaining it, because I get all my medical from Walla Walla VA Hospital. Most veterans in Eastern Oregon get their medical from there. And originally, Fish and Wildlife did not honor an out-of-state doctor.
This
right there, Oregon doctor.
This does not change that.
Well, that's allowable now.
But this is the exact same. I mean, this wouldn't address that problem. I mean, if that was because the old language in the statute is identical to what the new language is. That
I see when I sent Fish and Wildlife papers stating that I was 100% in the regional office, they would not honor the VA's papers.
But it says right here that they shall.
Dwayne.
Yeah.
Let me get a clarification.
Yeah, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, excuse me, let me also mention that when I met with Legislative Council this morning, what this would do in its current form, my understanding, is that it simply would say if you are 65% disabled or more, and this change was enacted in the bill, that you then would be able to qualify and not have to wait for the 1 year. I mean, it would become automatic. We have asked, though, Legislative Council to draft some additional amendments, which will be coming, will be submitting to the committee, which would address the issue, I think, that Mr. Taggart's bringing up about having some problems about having VA medical records that might not have been accepted. There's some language in 496.018, which deals with persons with disabilities under wildlife laws, that we would like to amend to add language which would say that if you're 65% disabled, you would be able to use your veterans' records.
Can I come back to the Fish and Wildlife Department just a minute, Representative? Are you telling me that Fish and Wildlife Department will not accept a Washington doctor's certificate to the department, please?
Mr. Chair, I'm not certain of that statement. I'm going to have to check further on it. I wasn't aware that we were not allowing doctors from out of state, but it sounds like perhaps we are. We'll get back to it.
Mr. Chair, it says clearly in the law that the department shall accept the records. I mean, that is absolutely clear.
The records of the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, not a doctor.
Right.
Doesn't even say anything about a doctor. So if you have a DD-214 that shows you're 100% disabled, that's what this...
I have a letter that they even took it to the Attorney General and would not honor my VA papers because they are not listed in the statute.
It's there.
Would you be kind enough to share that letter with us?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. We've made copies of it. And colleagues, we're waiting for Legislative Council to come down to further help us with this. Because I think some very good questions have been raised, and I would like to get a good, clear understanding of this at this time.
I just want to make clear, Ms. Taggart, I'm sympathetic to what you're trying to do, but I don't think this is doing it. What we're looking at, not doing what you want to do.
Yeah, I think the current law requires it to be done. I'd like to know why it isn't. So.
We'll stand at ease for just a second until Legislative Council gets here, if you wouldn't mind, please.